Today's shir is a Masecht Avos, Perik Sheni, Mishnah Yud. Heim Omru Shloisha Dvorim, the five Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that we have learned about in the previous Mishnayos, each one of them said three things. As Rashi says, Kol Echad Me'elu Hei Talmidim. The Girsa of Rabbeinu Yoina appears to be Heim Omru Shloisha Dvorim, which means that each one of them said on their own three distinct words of Musar. As the Meforshim explained, the Rav brings this down, that they said, in fact, many halachas of Chiyuv and Ptur, Isser, Heter, but specifically pertaining to Musar, to character development, each one of them said three inyanim. Or the Rav says, a second pshat, that margala bepume, in other words, these three items that each one said, which will be enumerated in this Mishnah and in the subsequent Mishnayos, these were things that, as we had in the beginning of Perek Aleph, hu hoya oimer, hu hoya, the Rav said there as well, margala bepume. This was something that he would constantly say all the time. So these three, in Yoni Musar, the Chachamim, the five Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, used to say it constantly. So the first one we're going to learn is Rabbi Lazar ben Hyrcanus. Rabbi Lazar Oimer, he said the following. Now there's a question in the Meforshim exactly what the three Mamorim of Rabbi Lazar ben Hyrcanus are. We will first learn according to Rashi and the Rav. Rabbi Eliezer said, Yehi kvod chaver chachav v'alecha kishalach. The honor of your friend should be dear to you like your own honor. Something that you would not want someone to do to you, you should not do to the other person. If someone was pegeya in the covet, if he caused his friend to have tsar, to have pain, it should be considered as if you felt the pain of your friend. And then Rashi and the Rav say that the next few words are part of the first mimer. Va'al tehi noach lichos, and don't be easily brought to anger. As the Rashi says, Emasai, when will you be able to be successful in Yehi kvoid chavercha chova lecha kishalach? That will be if you won't be easily brought to anger. Because if you're easily brought to anger, then ultimately you're not going to have the proper respect for your friend. You will not be able to be mekayim yehi kvod chaver chachov alech kishalach. So according to Rashi and the Rav, these first two expressions, these two phrases, go together and make up the first of the dvorim that Rav Elazar ben Hyrcanus is teaching us. Now in Al Tehi Noach Lichois, we have many chazal, which tell us the terrible aspect of getting quick to anger. The Rambam brings down the chazal here, that kol ha-koyes ki'ilu ovid avodah zarah. If a person gets angry, he's like serving himself, and it's considered as if he is serving idolatry. Chazal also say, kol ha-koyes, if he's a chacham, his chachma goes away from him. And if he is a Navi, his Nevuah goes away from him. And Chazal bring proofs from Tanakh that Chachamim lost their Chachma when they got angry, and Neviim lost their Nevuah when they got angry. According to Rashi and the Rav, the second Mimer, the second of the Shloisha Dvorim of Lazar ben Hyrcanus is Vishuv Yoim Echad Luftei Misascha. You should repent, you should do tshuva one day before you die. Of course, a person doesn't know when his time to leave this world is. Ein adam yodeya itoy, as Chazal say. And what Chazal are therefore telling us, what Rabbi Lazar ben Hyrcanus is saying here is, you should do tshuva every single day because you never know, this may be the day before you leave this world. And according to Rashi and the Rav, the third of the Dvorim of Rabbi Lazar ben Hyrcanus is the following, until the end of the Mishnah, which discusses how a person should relate to Gedolim and Chachamim. Vehevei mischamim kineged oiron shel Chachamim. You should warm yourself up facing towards the fire of Chachamim. But you have to treat the Chachamim like fire. If you are too far away from the fire, you won't get warmed. If you are at a proper distance, you will get warmed. If you're too close, if you handle the fire, you can get burnt. So too, if a person doesn't have the proper respect for Talmid Chachamim, just like if he doesn't have the proper respect for fire, he will get burnt. Fire has to be treated with respect. So too, the Chachamim, you have to get close to them to get hashpah from them, to get the heat from the fire, but don't get too close, don't get too casual. Don't begin to analyze what the Chachamim are saying and make your own decisions whether what the Chachamim are saying is correct or not. That would be getting too close and not having the proper respect for the words of the Chachamim. And the Mishnah continues, be careful in their coals that you don't get burnt. If you're going to pick up their words, you're going to get too close and you're going to handle the fire and treat it too casually, not with the proper respect, you can get burnt. Sheneshichasan, their bite, neshichashul, is the bite of a fox. And the bite of a fox, his teeth are thin and crooked, and therefore if they penetrate a person's skin, the surgeon will have to remove flesh in order to cure the person from the bite of the fox. He will have to remove additional flesh because the teeth of the shul have gone in, penetrated in a crooked formation. So it's a very difficult process of rehabilitation. Vakitzasan, the sting of the Chachamim, is compared to Akitzas Akrav, to the sting of a scorpion. Ulchishasan, and the hiss, referring to their words, the words of the Chachamim, are compared to the hiss of Lachisha Saraf, of a serpent, as he ejects his poison, his venom, into the person. He does it with hissing, a hissing sound. V'chol divrayim kegachlei esh, all their words are like the coals of fire. And perhaps there is no better Gemara than the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, that teaches us the power of Talmid Chachamim, the respect that we have to give to Talmid Chachamim. The Gemara there tells us, Ki hod Yosef Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was once sitting v'kadorish, and he was saying the following drasha. Oser HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahavi avarim toivis u'margolius Hashem. We're referring to the Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring precious stones, Shehem Shloshim al Shloshim, are 30 by 30 amas, 30 in height and 30 in width. V'chaykik bahen, and he's going to carve out Eser al Eserim, 10 amas by 20 amas. Umamidon b'shar Yerushalayim, he's going to establish these gates made out of this wood in the gates of Yerushalayim. Liglag of Alav Yisrael Talmud, there was a certain student who mocked the words of Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, Hashta kebiyasa de tzitzela loy mishkachin. We don't find, Rashi says tzitzela is a small bird. We don't find a precious stone that is as big as an egg of this small bird. Kuli hai mishkachinen. We're going to find a precious stone that will be 30 by 30. Liyamim, a few days later, hifligas finas bayom, he went on a voyage in the ocean. Chazam alachei hasharis, this Talmud, we see how great this Talmud was, that he was able to see malachim, angels of heaven. The yasvi, they were sitting, become minsri, avarim toivis margolius. They were carving out, hewing out stones that were precious stones, shem lamed al lamed, just like his Rebbe had said, 30 by 30 amas. V'chaku ben esrim esrim, and carved out in them was 10 by 20. Omar lahu, he said to the angels, hani laman, who needs these stones, these precious stones? Amrulei, they answered him, she'asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'amidu b'shar Yerushalayim, because Hashem will establish them in the gates of Yerushalayim. Also, l'kamed Rabbi Yochanan, he came back after his trip to Rabbi Yochanan. Amrulei, he said to Rabbi Yochanan, Droish Rabbi, Rebbe, go ahead and say more drushes. L'cha no alidrus. You are good at drushes. Why? Kasher amarta. As you said concerning the precious stones, kein ra'isi. That's what I saw. That's what the Malachim showed me. Amar loy. When Rabbi Yochanan heard this, he has said, Reka, you empty one. Il mole loy ra'isa loy hamanta. Had you not seen, you would not have believed. You are deficient in emunas chachamim. You are making a mockery of the Chachamim. You are taking the words of the Chachamim and bringing them down to your understanding. And if you see it, and if you understand it, and if you see it's a reality, then you believe. But otherwise, you don't believe. Malagleg al divrei Chachamata. You are a mocker of the words of the Chachamim. Nasan einov boi v'nasig al shalat zomois. Rabbi Yochanan peered at him, and Chazal had a power to take away someone's life. And he made him into a heap of bones. Apparently, Rabbi Yochanan felt that the only proper kapora that this Talmud could receive, this great Talmud to whom Malachi Ashoris appeared, but he had been deficient in proper emunas chachamim. He had treated the words of the chacham too casually. He had gotten too close to the fire and got burnt, and therefore he had to deserve an oinish of misa. I think this Gemara brings dramatically out the idea of what Rav Eliezer ben Hurkanus is saying in our Mishnah. We also find Chazal say that if someone is not careful in the words of Chachamim, he's pirates geder, says the Pasuk in Kehelis, Yishchanu Nachash, a snake should bite him. And that's why the Chazal here, the Chachamim, are compared to a snake. We also find Chazal say, Kol Talmud Chacham. If a Talmud Chacham sees that the Torah is being threatened, he has to, just like a snake who will bite and take revenge in order to protect himself, so too the Talmud Chacham, in order to protect the validity of Torah, has to, as we saw in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, he has to be zealous like a nachash, and if he can't do that, he's not a proper Talmud Chacham. As Bunim points out in his Pirush on Pirkei Avos, the comparison to a snake is that a snake doesn't have any pleasure from its venom, from its poison going into the person who gets killed. But that is the nature of a snake when he protects himself. So too, the Chachamim, when they have to resort to what Rabbi Yochanan resorted to, they take no personal pleasure, but they feel that it is a time when the honor of the Torah has to be protected. Continues Mishnah Yud Aleph, Rabbi Yeshua Imer. Rabbi Yeshua was the next of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, who also said three things, that there are three things that are makatzer, that they shorten the length of a person's stay in this world. Ayin hara, the evil eye, the yetzer hara, the sinus abrius, hate of people, might seen that saw Adam and Olam, take away a person from this world. And really, this Mishnah of Rabbi Yeshua is similar to two other Mishnahs that we find in Pirkei Avos. The first is in Perik Dalet, Mishnah Chaf Aleph, where we find Rabbi Lazar HaKaper Omer, Hakina Vataiva Vakavoid, might seen as ha Adam min ha Olam. And kinnah is compared to ayin hara. One of the aspects of ayin hara is that a person, as they say in Yiddish, erfargint nishtyanim, which means he can't, it bothers him that his friend has success and is matzliach. He can't find it within his heart to be favorable with the success of his friend. He's jealous of what his friend has accomplished or the possessions that he has amassed. That's the ayin hara, that's the evil eye. And then comes taiva. This is equal to what Rabbi Yeshua said, the Yetzer Hara, that's the Yetzer Hara of Taiva. And finally, Vahakavoid, that means Sinus Habrius. The Tosfos Yontif tells us that these two Mishnayos are saying the same thing. Says the Tosfos Yontif, there is nothing more that people hate than someone who does everything for honor. That Sinus Habrius means that the Brios, people hate him. And the other pshat is, Vicinus Habrius, if he doesn't get the correct kavod that he thinks he's entitled to, he will come to hate other people. And so kovod and sinas habrias are related together. The third Mishnah, which tells us the same idea, is in Perek Hey Mishnah Yotes, where the Tana tells us that anyone who has three things is a Talmud of Avram, anyone who has other three things is a Talmud of Bilam. The Talmud of Avram is someone who has an eye in Toiva, Ruach Nemucha, he's humble, the Nefesh Shvela, he doesn't desire this world. He's a Talmud of Avram Avinu. However, if you have eye in Ra, that's the same as the eye in Ra that we've been discussing. And Ruach Gavoya, that's the Kovod, that's the Sinus Abrius. He runs after Kovod, he's haughty. The Nefesh Rechava, he has a wide, desiring Nefesh Habahami that wants to have the pleasures of this world. That represents Taiva. That represents in our Mishnah, V'yetzer Hara. So Moitzi and Esa Adam and Oilam, he's a Talmud of Bilam Arasha. And Ha Adam, the man, means even someone like Bilam. Because Bilam had all of these things. As Rashi tells us in Chumash, I in Ra, he said, even if you'll give me, told the messengers of Bolak, even if you'll give me a full house of gold and silver, I won't be able to follow you. So Rashi says, we see that what did he desire? He was chomed, he desired the wealth of Bolak, the gold and silver of the house of Bolak. That's Ayin Ra. He said, Yodei Adas Elyon, you know who I am? I know the knowledge of Hashem. As the Gemara in Brachas of Zion of Adalf tells us that he knew the exact split second where Hashem gets angry and he wanted to curse Klal Yisrael in that split second and destroy Klal Yisrael. Hashem didn't get angry during those days when Bilam wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. But he said on himself, you know who I am? I am the Yodei Adas Elyon, Gaiva, Ruach Gavoya. And finally, who was the one who gave the advice to bring about the downfall of the Jewish people through znus, through immorality with the benos midyan? That was none other than Bolak, than Bilam Arasha, because Bilam was the one who himself was promiscuous. He himself was involved in znus, and therefore his evil mind thought of the way to bring about the destruction of the Jewish people. So that shows us that it was Nefesh Rechava. That's the Taiva, Kinava, Taiva Vakovid. And that's the Ayin Hara and Yetzer Hara and Sinus Habrius of our Mishnah. They were all found in Bilam. And therefore, we find later in Mishnah, Perikei, Mishnah Yates, that on Bilam it says lo yechtzu yemeyem, that he won't even live out a half of his life. Va'ato alekim taridim lever shachas anshe domu mirma lo yechtzu yemeyem v'ani eftach boch. Because a normal person will live 70 years, half of 70 is 35. Bilam Arasha, who was ha adam, on the one hand he had the greatest nevuah in the world, comparable to Moshe Rabbeinu. He was this great man, but because he had these moral character deficiencies of Ayin Hara, Yetzer Hara, and Sinus Habrius, of Kina Taiva V'Kovet, of Nefesh Rechava and Ruach Gavoya and Ayin Hara, because he had all these terrible midos, that's why Moitzin as Ha'adam, the great man, Min Ha'oilam, from the world. The Rambam says it means not only Oilam Hazeh, but it means Olam Haba as well. And how does it take a person out of Olam Hazeh? So this could be through psychosomatic illnesses. All the jealousy and desire and honor, all of these things are things that a person thinks about that can affect his sama, psycho, his mind, can affect his physical being, as we know, the pasuk says in Mishlei, Rekev Atzameis Kina, that Kina can actually rot away the bones of a person. They can cause him physical illness, and therefore he can physically not have longevity in this world, plus he will lose Olam Haba. And finally, the Michtam Eliyahu tells us that Ayin Ra, the Meforshim tried to understand exactly, we say, B'li Ayin Hara, we don't want an Ayin Hara to have power. What's the power of the evil eye? And the Michtam Eliyahu understands it, that when a person when Hashem grants a person good things and he flaunts it and he makes other people jealous of what he has, so then Hashem says, I did good to you. I don't want it to come at the expense that other people shouldn't feel good about your success. And therefore, Hashem takes it away from the person. So it could be that the pshat in our Mishnah of Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ayin Ara, is Maitzin Es Adam in Olam. It could be that it means if you cause someone else to have an Ayin Hara, according to the Michtav Mel Yo, that will be a spiritual force that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause you to lose all the good that he has given you, even up to the point of perhaps losing your health and leaving Maitzin Es Adam in Olam, taking you away from this world. So a person has to have an Ayin Toiv, not be jealous of others, and not cause others to be jealous of him, because otherwise these bad character traits can cause even the greatest person, like Bilam HaRasha, to be taken out both of this world prematurely and of the world to come.